Well, it's a great treat to talk to our next guest, one of the nice men of rugby league. He's just announced his retirement. Unfortunately, I think it was the knee that cost him. Matt Ballin, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. Good to chat. Congrats on a fantastic career.
Yeah, thank you. It's a tough one to call it quits, but I'm really proud of what I did. And, you know, I've met so many great people and had so many really good experiences that I'm, you know, I can't complain about how I go out now.
Mm. 220 NRL games, one Origin, two premierships, 08, 11. Highlight, Matt?
Well, it'd have to be 2008 grand final. You know, that was my first full year of rugby league. And the side we had at Manly at that stage was, you know, a side full of amazing players but awesome people, and we're led by Des Hasler. So that'd have to be the one that sticks in my mind as a highlight for my career.
And was it the knee, mate, that cost you?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I had two reconstructions on my left knee, and I came back this year and played a few games in reserve grade, then one in first grade, and tore some meniscus in my right knee. So the left knee is actually really, really good at the moment. It's feeling just as good as what it did beforehand. So that's frustrating, but I mean that's footy, you know. And after a lot of time playing and all the impacts and the running, it's just time now to call quits.
So Matt, that's interesting because this is the, you know, inverted commas, good knee that is letting you down this time. So that has implications for the West Tigers and their salary cap. Are you across what's going to happen with that and whether the payments for you for the remainder of the year would be included on the cap?
No, I'm not sure. It's all going through the insurance processes now. So, look, I hope it's, you know, the cap's relieved from me, but in the end, you know, I did everything I could to get back and play, and the club, when they signed me, were aware of the knee injuries that I had. And, you know, going forward, I hope that it does come off the cap. I don't see why it should be on there, and it's an injury that's caused me to retire. So I would have loved to play footy for a lot longer, and I think I still had two good years left in me if it wasn't for these injuries. So I think it should come under the insurance, but, you know, whether or not it does is another thing.
Now, mate, transition into something else is tough often and important. What are you looking at doing?
Yeah, well, I've been studying to be a high school teacher my whole career. Basically, when I started, I just wanted to play footy at the Broncos. And my old man gave me some great advice. He said, you have to do something apart from footy. I didn't want to, but I did, and I started a high school teaching degree, and I've sort of kept going with it. Really gradually over the last 13 years, and I'm nearly finished now. So a four-year degree's taken me about 13, 14 years. So I'll go into teaching and I'll stay involved with footy in some capacity. I'm not sure what it'll be, but I'd love to keep doing a bit of media and a bit of coaching. I just don't know how that'll work out, but you know, I'll always love the game and always be involved in it.
Yeah, and what about whereabouts geographically? Are you back to Queensland or staying in Sydney?
Well, I think we'll move back to Queensland. All our family's up there. You know, we've come to Sydney for 13, 14 years, and we've been away from family in that time. We've had three children, and, you know, it's time for us to go back and be close to them and share the lives that they've got up there and for us to grow as a family, you know. So we've missed those wonderful times that you spend with your, you know, your grandparents and your uncles and aunties while we've been playing footy down here. So I want to go back and be close to those guys and then continue, you know, with some teaching or with some media and with some rugby league up there.
Mm. Hey, Matt, it's interesting talk at the moment about what Queensland will do with the State of Origin spot that's up for grabs following the injury to Jonathan Thurston. Daly Cherry-Evans, who you played a long time with at Manly, who put up a really nice Instagram post yesterday about when you announced your retirement. Can you give us an understanding, you know, like 25 words or less, what Daly Cherry-Evans is like and why there seems to be this angst around him going back into the Queensland side?
Well, I don't know why. You know, I played with him for a long time and he's a great fella and a great player. You know, he's an instinctive player, and maybe that's why there's that feeling amongst the team. But, you know, this year he's played amazing with Green on the other side of the ruck and him playing off the back of what he sees. You know, he's... Like I said, he's quite instinctive. You know, if he sees something in front of him, he'll take it, he'll chip kick, he'll grab her for himself or grab her for teammates. And sometimes that doesn't work out in teams. But, you know, I think he'd be great to go from the bench for Queensland. And, you know, he's earned the right, I think, this year with the footy he's played.
Yeah, and Manly overall, mate. I forget the Tigers. You know, you're a Manly boy through and through. They're going all right, aren't they? I'm really happy. Yeah. We've got Trent Barrett on a little bit later. I'm really happy for him, and the team's humming.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it is. It's great to see them playing some great footy. You know, I've still got some awesome mates over here in Cherry and the two Trbojevic mate boys, and even the new guys that have come to the side. They've all brought something that this year's coming together. You know, Tapau's playing great and Coruscant Hooker's playing some amazing footy. And Blake Green, I think, on the left side of the ruck for Manly, he's made the difference. You know, he plays a real structured and straight game and gives the other guys a chance to play some instinctive footy. So I'm very happy for him and really happy to see the club being successful again.
What about the West Tigers? You've only been there for a short amount of time, but yep. You know, if you believe what you read on the back page of today's paper, which many people don't, by the way, you know, they're under threat of extinction. What have you found at the West Tigers as you're there? Obviously, from a football department point of view, but can you shed some light across what it's like from a management point of view and how comfortable the players feel with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, last year we finished ninth and we're one win out of the eight, yeah. Top eight, and we had a lot of controversy with players, and you know, it was a tough year last year. This year seems to be compounded even more. You know, we've lost the coach early in the year, and you know, whether or not that's the right thing to do long term moving forward, I'm not sure. Ivan Cleary's proved to be, you know, a great fella and a great coach, and he's got the runs on the board. So, you know, I think long term he's going to be a real stabilising impact on the club, and they've signed some quality players next year. We've lost some really quality players this year as well. So there's a lot of things that externally that are impacting on the football club at the moment. And I just really hope for the sake of the club and the fans and all the sponsors that we can get it sorted out and start playing some great footy, which I know we're capable of.
I just wondered whether there was a thought that went through your head when you're looking about what was your highlight of your career, that the 2008 sexiest man in league voting didn't run through the head at all, Matt.
This always comes up. It always does. Whenever anyone asks me, just on a social setting, I always say that. I always say I'm still the reigning sexiest man in league from 2008. definitely up there, and it's one that I'm very proud of.
It'll do you well for a media career, mate.
Hey, absolutely.
But safe. So I've aged a bit since then, mate. I've had a few. Few cuts on the eyes concussions, so we'll see how we go.
Wow, that's the rugged look, mate. It's all good.
Ruggedest man in the league, that's right.
It's all good. Yeah. Well, mate, it's a treat to talk to you, mate, and have a wonderful sort of break, I suppose. Always a tough announcement, the retirement. You never think you're going to say it, do you?
No, that's right. You know, I thought, you know, the time that I didn't miss a game of footy for years and years, and I thought this is never going to come to an end, but as you know, it sort of catches up with you, and you know, I don't feel shortcutted or ripped off or anything. I just feel privileged to play this great game and meet people like you guys and have some great experiences.
Are you going to stick around with West Tigers until the completion of your contract?
Yep. Yeah. I'm still helping Matty McKilrick and Jacob Little, the young hookers, and doing a little bit of work with them. And I think it's important that I just had a bit of time off at the moment, and then I'll come back and help out as much as I can towards the back end of the year.
Sure.
Well done, mate. Take care.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Absolutely. Great to talk to you.
Well done. Matt Ballon there. 220 NRL games, and he was stalwart player for the Seagulls. It must have been really hard for him to leave the Seagulls at the time, but he was there every week, wasn't he? You never thought. Yeah. A bit like Cameron Smith, and I know that, you know, they never get injured.
Underappreciated, Matt Ballon. Underappreciated in a team of stars, that Manly team, 2008, 2011. He was underappreciated.
Played one Origin.
One Origin when Smith was injured, but that's a great feather in the cap.